Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotions. Today's chapter is Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity of covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Amen. Ephesians 5 starts off with therefore, so we need to know the context of what came directly before in the previous chapter. Paul talks about how we put on the new self created in the likeness of God and gives us prompts on things that we should and should not do, like don't gossip, but only speak things that is good for building up. Put away all bitterness, anger, slander, etc., and instead be kind, tender-hearted, and forgive one another. So now in chapter 5, Paul says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. For some time, I lived with a toddler named Sophia, and she was so observant and she would imitate everything that I did. I once left over all the mushrooms in my curry because I just don't like mushrooms. But then quickly after, she refused to eat mushrooms too, which were once her favorite food because of me. Oops. But the kind of imitation that Paul is talking about here is not merely just a copy and paste, monkey see, monkey do kind of thing. Paul exhorts us to live our lives in love as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. What does this look like? Well, he first warns us of the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience, upon those who are sexually immoral and impure, those who are covetous as an idolater, and those who talk with filth and foolishness. He makes a clear distinction. Do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are in the light, in the Lord. You are in the light in the Lord. Now, these may be seen as shameful things, but Paul says that they actually have no power and no shame when it is exposed in the light. Take out whatever is done in secret and expose them with Christ's light. In fact, Paul instructs us to walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good, right, and true. Therefore, we can be wise, make the best use of our time, not be drunk with wine, but instead be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalm and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with our hearts, giving thanks and submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. I love this passage because I really feel like worship is one way that we are able to walk in the light. As we stand in the presence of God in His holy throne room, we are able to come before Him with all of our brokenness and shame and guilt, whatever it may be, and receive the light and radiance of Jesus. Now I want to close with a story of a woman named Anne Marie Miller, author of the book Permission to Speak Freely. I first heard her story at a Gordon College chapel service several years ago, where she shared about her story of freedom. She shared about her addiction to pornography and how it had controlled so much of her life, but also how God had healed her from it. One day, she was at a conference and she met this woman. Suddenly, she felt the Holy Spirit tell her, "Anne, go tell her about your addiction to pornography." Anne did a double take. Share what with her? That's crazy, God. But after fighting it off for so long, she just couldn't push away that nudge in her heart. So she goes up to this random girl and said, "Hey, I know this is going to sound really random and weird, but I wanted to share with you that I was addicted to pornography." The girl looked at her with a blank, confused face and said, "Okay," and walked away. Anne was left mortified and felt so embarrassed. But later on in the conference, that same girl found Anne again, this time with tears in her eyes, and said, "I thought I was the only one. I was so ashamed, but now I know I'm not alone." Anne shared with us that this moment changed that girl's life as well as her own. She now knows how important the gift of going second is, sharing first and bringing things to light so that others can too. I was reminded of the story because Paul exhorts us to walk as children of light, for there is no power or shame when it is exposed in God's light. So let's take some time to reflect today. Is there anything that you have been struggling with alone or in secret? Let us bring that into God's light today for God to bring healing, redemption, and freedom. And maybe, if you're able to share with a trusted friend. Or perhaps there may be somebody that God is calling you to share about your old struggles that God has already redeemed or is doing so right now, to give others the gift of going second, to bring God's light into the darkness. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the radiance. May you shine your light upon us and help us to walk as children of light. Please give us opportunities to walk in the light together as a community, to cast out all fear and shame and the lie that we are alone. We trust that we are not alone because we have one another as a church, but we also have your Holy Spirit with us always. And so we thank you that there is no more guilt or shame. There is no fear in perfect love, for it casts out fear. So we thank you, Lord. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.